We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Bucks won a f***ing NBA championship.
Yeah!
What? What?
He tries to take a pulse, babe.
Watching that basketball game, like, caused health problems for me.
Boogie hates racism and Chris Paul. And who cannot get on board with that platform?
If I've learned a lot, I'm not going to say it. That sounds too
bad.
No.
The Bucks do win it all. Pat Connaughton's numbers should be in the rafters.
Hey there. Welcome to a special Eurostep Win in Six crossover here on GSPN. I'm Rohan Gotti, joined by Jordan Tresky. Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Rohan? You just answered this question.
I'm doing well because this is a very special episode that we had teased on our last Eurostep episode. But Jordan, you and I had the chance to talk to the Bucks big man, Bobby Portis. We were invited to the launch events of Bobby Portis's new podcast, Keep It a Buck, which he has launched in collaboration with Podcast One. It's a podcast that he talked about a lot that they it's been a few years in the making, and it's been a whirlwind for him and his two best friends who are going to be his co-hosts. And just, I don't know, it's going to be a fun venture for him. A lot of NBA players are now getting into podcasting, as you'll hear about. We talk about a little bit in the interview itself. But what did you think of the launch event, Jordan?
I had a great time. It was very, very good to hear their perspective. They did about a 45-minute Q&A session. Kind of launched the podcast. You can find it on podcast players of your choice. And then from there, it was kind of like Bobby doing a lot of press, his fellow co-host doing too. That's where we came in. And on that note, part of the reason why we are doing this is because the audio could be better. we kind of went into this knowing that, you know, there's obviously a lot of people, there's media, fellow media there too, a lot of outlets, and you know, it is what it is. We wanted to make sure that this is not the most clear audio that you'll ever hear in your life or anything like that, but just putting this disclaimer out there so you know we don't hear from a bunch of people saying like this is not great, because we know, and we just want to make that very clear to you guys too.
Yeah, we do know, and this is our own fault, because we here at GSPN hold ourselves to high standards when it comes to audio production quality. So we do apologize for that. And just for context, this interview was conducted this past Friday, March 17th. So when he references the upcoming game against the Toronto Raptors, which was this past Sunday, they already won that game. That happened, which was their 51st win of the season, which is important to consider when he talks about that later on in the interview. But unless you have any other notes, Jordan, let's get into our interview with Bobby Portis.
What made you choose podcasting as a medium? You can choose a bunch of different mediums to actually get your voice out there, start doing stuff. What was really appealing about the medium of podcasts?
Oh, just having a safe haven with me and my two best friends that we always gonna sit at home and chat and talk anyway. So having a platform where we can use it in a positive light to shine light on any situation that we want to shine light on, I think it was big for us, first and foremost. And then secondly, just having my own podcast where I can come on there and talk about whatever I want to talk about. having different guests of different walks of life that's been through different situations and scenarios in life to help give gems back to kids. So I think that's our biggest thing we want to do is help shine light on certain situations to let kids know that he can go through so much and still get a lot of it.
You've seen like Draymond Green, JJ Redick, a lot of NBA players have gravitated towards starting podcasts and stuff like that. Why do you think that is? Is it just because like there's a lot of downtime over a long season or something like that? Or what do you think?
No, I think everybody's situation is different. I can't speak for anyone else but myself. So with me, the reason I want to start it is because I want to shine a light on positive situations. I want to shine a light on situations where I have my own platform and I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. And then at the same time, just the kids are the next generation. The kids are, they need guidance, need help. And I think I've been through a lot of situations in my life up until this point where I can help those kids. And our guests that come on as well is going to be people from walks of life that we want to highlight. I think it's going to be cool. And it's going to be a fun thing for us, man. I've been very excited for it over the last 2 years. Obviously, it takes a process to get things going. You can't just jump out there the first day and say we're going to start it. So it's been a process, but I'm happy that we're at this point right now.
Yeah, you've mentioned, you've talked a lot about sending a good message to people. You've done partnerships in the city of Milwaukee. You've partnered with Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, Jobs to that. You've partnered with Wisconsin DOT. What is you've done a lot of stuff throughout your career as like sort of like helping other people, trying to spread that positive message. But it seems like it's really flourished in Milwaukee. What about this city, this organization? What about you makes it such a perfect match?
I played in bigger markets, Chicago and New York. I think sometimes those markets are kind of built on drama, kind of built on what's going on at the current time and not highlighting what someone is doing positive in a positive way. I think in this community, in this light, they kind of shine light on the positive things to what's going on with the players on the team. That's not all about basketball. It's about them as a person. And I think the city's kind of gravitated towards me more on that, more than the basketball player. It's the person I am, how I carry myself, how I take care of my family, how I treat my mom first and foremost. But I think that's where it is. And I mean, it's just kind of cool just to find the communities, find an organization that kind of meet your requirements and kind of match up with you as well.
I have to ask, which flex player are you better podcast host than Thanasis? What do you think?
I think I kind of gave Thanasis the just the motivation on starting the podcast. I gave him the motivation on starting the podcast. I'm not afraid to put that out there. I think I am. I'm not going to say I'm better than him. He's better than me. That's my brother. Our names are forever engraved together as champions. So love what he has going on. Love what he's doing with his brand. And it's kind of cool to see your friends win.
Yeah, talking basketball. You guys are starting to wind down your season. Your regular season start to gear up for the postseason. What's the mindset like right now?
Take it a day at a time, but still think bigger picture. I think our biggest thing is just health. I think if we're healthy, I think we have a great shot at being champions again. But have to take it a day at a time. Not looking too far down the line. Worrying about Sunday against the Raptors, and then moving on to the Spurs after that. But I think the biggest thing is just taking it a day at a time, man. Not looking too far ahead in the journey and enjoying the process. It's going to be highs, it's going to be lows, but I think all of it's going to be worth it at the end.
This is your eighth year in the league. You've been literally through any situation. You played for losing teams, you played for tanking teams, you played for championship teams, all this stuff. What about all that has led to you just being like, you're Bobby Portis, expect the NBA that and just like seeing everything at this point?
Man, just the journey, man. We can't put a tab on the journey in the NBA. It's going to be highs, it's going to be lows that come with everything in your career that you want. You might want to be an all-star. You might want to be whatever it is in your career, but the only thing that you can control is how hard you work, the time you put into it. It's a dedication, a sacrifice. And sacrifice is the biggest part in the NBA. Sacrifice it, man. Sometimes you might want something more, but you have to sacrifice a lot more to get out, you know what I'm saying, what you want to get out in this league. And can't put a tab on the journey and the sacrifice that comes with it. But like you said, man, going from losing teams to tanking teams to winning a chip to being on a team that has a realistic chance of winning the championship each and every year, I'm forever grateful for all the steps in my journey that helped me get to this point.
Do you know offhand? I just thought of this. Like, you guys have won 50 games at this point, still 12 games left. What's the most wins you've had in the regular season? Is that something you've gone for?
In my career?
Yeah.
I don't know, because my first 5 years, I didn't really win that many games. But my first year, we went like 41-41. Then my second year, the same thing. And then my third, fourth, and fifth year, it was just like tanking teams, yeah, trying to get high draft picks. So I don't know if you can really count those years at all, because we only played a couple quarters. And then it was weird. So I think my sixth year, we didn't play 82 games. We only played like 62 or 70 games. So we didn't play a full 82. So last year was 51. So hopefully Sunday we can match that.
Yeah. Is that something you guys like keep in mind as you guys go through the regular season?
Nah, I just think we kind of just take it a day at a time, try to win one game and then move on. Can't look too far in the NBA, because I feel like the NBA is a day-to-day thing. Like yesterday is not going to be the same as Sunday. Every day is going to be different. Every game is going to be different. And you got to take it a day at a time.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So that was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I got to ask questions to a real life Bucks player. And so did you.
Yes. It is. It's always a fun experience. Thank you to everyone who supports us and allows us to do these sort of things. It's good opportunities for us and hopefully good opportunities for you guys as listeners. But one thing that I really took away from that interview was, first and foremost, He seems very excited about this.
Yes, very much so. Starting a podcast, speaking from experience, starting a podcast, you let people into your life. And as prevalent as Bobby Portis is, you know, played a long NBA season, Bucks fans see him game in, game out, when healthy. Following him on, like, there being an athlete, you already kind of preconditioned to that. And then when you have a podcast and it's about your thoughts and feelings and opinions of, you know, whatever the topic is or whatever the show is about, whatever it is, it just lets it, it there's a great responsibility that comes with that. But I think in the case of Bobby and just the whole kind of mission statement of what they're trying to do with keeping a buck is, yeah, they're trying to keep it entertained. They're trying to, you know, bring people together and stuff like that, but they're also trying to do it for a bigger cause and trying to educate or kind of just put a good word in for people that they see like themselves growing up and just trying to get them on the right path and all that. So that was a big thing that they talked about throughout the event is, you know, this is, yeah, it's an NBA player joining the podcast ring and all that stuff. But like, I think they want to differentiate it in a way where it's not just about like, oh, who's the toughest person you've ever had to guard? Or like, you know, the banal generic questions that, you know, anytime that we get to interview a player, we'll certainly ask those questions, but I think you want to learn a little bit more and they kind of want to, you know, be insightful for others to follow. And hopefully that, you know, comes across as they start to build up the show.
Yeah. I think it's very cool that they are all three of the co-hosts are, they want to help the community. They want to help the people in not just the city of Milwaukee, but also just around the world. Anyone who can listen to it, anyone can listen to their stories, how they came up and sort of learn from that. And they want to be role models for that next generation, which I think is great. It's just a great message and I'm happy to support it. Also like just him talking about what it means to like play in Milwaukee, do a bunch of stuff in Milwaukee, like with, not only like Feeding America, like I mentioned, and the Wisconsin DOT, like I talked about, but just in general, doing that all in the city of Milwaukee, it means a lot, especially because he talked about during the event about like they came up with this podcast idea after they won the championship and after Bobby was really secured to be in Milwaukee. He found a home in Milwaukee. He signed a new deal. They wanted to stay here. They wanted to grow some roots. And I think that's really cool.
Yes, very much so. And also seeing that peek into how long this process has been kind of just shows how serious they are with it. Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to just kind of like, now it's as crowded as the podcast field is. A person of Bobby's stature, if you put together a podcast, you could easily do that. But they are very much clear, like, we've done this many attempts before, and for whatever reason, or, you know, whatever the case may be, the opportunity wasn't right. And now they feel like this is the perfect time to really launch this thing and kind of obviously take it out for the masses.
Yeah, it's crazy how they've just been working on this for years now. Like, they started this idea after the Bucks won the championship, and then they've just been starting to, you know, record, get like feedback, see what's good, what's not. And now it all culminates in them launching it very recently. So it's just cool to see the insight into that process and how much they actually care about this.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Because, you know, you and I, we've been doing this for a very long time. And at first it's like, yeah, this is fun. And then it is hard work, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, you have, you know, Bobby's the big draw, obviously. And he's an NBA player and he's going to be in and out of every city of the NBA for 7-8 months of the year. So it's that itself creates a challenge, but obviously it's very accessible to do these things nowadays. And it'll be interesting to see how that kind of evolves, you know, especially going closer to playoff time and all this stuff. And I don't know, it'd be cool.
Yeah. Speaking of coming up on playoff time, we had a chance to ask him about where this team is, just like, and I thought it was classic Bucks, just in general, just taking it one day at a time, taking it one step at a time. It just seems like this really permeates the entire organization.
Yes, and it's very Bud like, but at this point too, like it does, generic as it is, like it is, we're getting to that point of like, you have to just kind of keep your mind focused on the task at hand, because as we're recording this, 3 weeks away from the start of the playoffs, then things start to ramp up, heighten all these thoughts, feelings, everything about it. Like it's very easy to kind of lose your mind on it or lose your mind to the goal at hand. But the Bucks have done a pretty good job of trying to kind of keep focus amid all of the rising tension, if you will.
For sure. And also we talked about how, you know, this is going to be, it's kind of confirmed, as I mentioned, that we recorded this on Friday. They've now at 51 wins. So unless they lose out their remaining games, Bobby Portis will have the most wins he's had in a regular season, which I think is kind of fun.
It's fun and it's kind of crazy. It's not that crazy, but like 51, I think now is like, that's a good year, but I don't know. Like it's, I'm both think it's crazy and it's not crazy considering the teams that he was on before.
He was very open about being on tanking teams.
Yes. Tanking teams. We don't have to name names. The Bulls, the Knicks.
Wizards. The Knicks.
we're not naming names here, but it's to kind of go from all that. And I think too, like that was, I know I asked him just like, you have seen everything and this is year 8. And like, that coincides with how long I've been doing a Bucks podcast, which is kind of crazy. Like, an NBA player can go from experiencing all of those different things and then have that contrast with winning a championship, winning 50 games in consecutive seasons, being a sixth man of the year contender, like all these things that like totally his career arc is very interesting. And it's not all that unique because we've seen players blossom once they leave, you know, the teams that they're originally drafted, if they're not doing well or however it works. But yeah, it's Bobby's not that, you know, old of an NBA player yet has seen it all really.
Yeah, it's crazy how much can happen when it's like you're just on a different trajectory as the rest. Like he's had a very unique story when it comes to the NBA, you know, coming in just on that Bulls team. It was like it was just a weird situation going to the Wizards and then the Knicks and then finding his way to Milwaukee. He talked about on the JJ Redick podcast and he talked about this previously as well. But he was just like, I'm just going to call Giannis and say like, hey, I can help you guys. And now he's a champion that same year. And now he's here. He's home in Milwaukee. All of that started because he was on the Knicks and he was like, and watching the Bucks in the playoffs, he's like, man, I think I could help this team. So he's like, give me Giannis's number. And now he's here. Now he's set up. He's doing all this great stuff in Milwaukee. He's launching a podcast. It's all happening all because yes. It's been a crazy trajectory.
As a local Milwaukee lawyer likes to say, one call, that's all. You know what I mean?
That's the only call it takes. I think you got a good question in there when asking about what he thinks about Thanasis and him having a podcast and who's the better podcast host.
I may have put him on Front Street a little bit. I didn't want to get a gotcha question. It was interesting to know that, you know, but it makes sense now with his answers and how long this has developed. Thanasis definitely jumped him to the gun of starting Thanalysis.
I think the way he was saying it was like Bobby knew this was in development and Thanasis knew about it, and then he gave him
What I meant, like the launch is give it a little ribbon. Like, who does he say he's better than Thanasis? Not really, but the fact that he was like, oh, maybe I gave him a little inspiration to it.
Yeah. You know. And he wanted that to be known.
Yes, very much so. So, yeah, that was not my attempt at a gotcha question as much as it sounds like that. But, yeah, I knew.
No,
I
it's
couldn't just resist fun. Asking that question.
No, it's just in good fun. But overall, I thought it was good. Like, it was great getting a chance to talk to him. Yeah, he had great answers. Great guy, great person to speak to. It's just it was a fun time, fun event, and I can't wait to see how this podcast grows. I'll be checking it out.
Yeah, the more hearing from more Bucks players, the better. That's how I am. This team is insanely likable. You have a lot of guys that you like to connect with and all that stuff, and I will certainly be tuning into Bobby's podcast and just seeing what he thinks of whatever.
For sure. And just again, it is Keep It a Buck. That's the name of the podcast. And you know what? Everyone listening, you should not only check that out, you should subscribe to this podcast here on the Eurostep Podcast Network, GSPN. Make sure you check out all our links at gspn.info, whether you want to get into our Discord. Check out our playback rooms. Come and watch games with us. Check out the Substack, check out the merch store, check out all the podcasts. You can find Eurostep and Win in Six here on this very feed. You can find Make Time for This, Cruising for a Bruising, Talk of the Tundra, Jordan. We got some big stuff on the horizon, don't we?
I've been told.
Eventually, right? Eventually we'll have something.
So I've been told.
So make sure you stay subscribed. So whenever any Aaron Rodgers news drops, Newmock and Jordan here will have it covered. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Pod Random, and we will talk to you next time.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.